Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is your opportunity to sound off. What is on the top of your mind? What's bugging you? What's in the news that's got you worried? I can tell you somebody was sounding off today, Marjorie Taylor Greene, indicating that she is breaking with Republicans, calling their opposition to Democrats' demand to restore the ACA subsidies to avoid an American healthcare Armageddon. She is siding with Democrats. She said this on X, I'm going to go against everyone on this issue because when the tax credits expire this year, my own adult children's insurance premiums for 2026 are going to double, along with all the wonderful families and hardworking people in my district. Dear Republicans and MAGAs, maybe you should actually try to figure out the facts and stop listening to the Pinocchio House Speaker, Mike Johnson, or Liar-in-Chief Donald Trump. Let's go right to the phones. We got some very patient people here with us. Mark from Prairie du Sac, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks so much. I see where a judge awarded standing to two people over how Wisconsin votes, how people get to register to vote, and I kind of why they would have standing, to do that kind of thing. Because my guess is if I sued the Wisconsin Republicans that participated in the fake elector scheme, conspiracy, that I wouldn't be granted standing because they violated my 14th Amendment rights doing this, including Ron Johnson, who now, what does the man expect? He was caught red-handed doing this stuff. He's objecting to have been investigated. I mean, that he committed the crime. It was only begrudgingly that he actually certified that election. I mean, right. The man, you mean that, so I guess how did they find standing in the case in Waukesha County where he said, well, these people can decide, that you have to have proof of citizenship now to register to vote or to vote here in Wisconsin each and every time probably, and how did they find standing in that, whereas it seems dubious at best to me that they would have standing, and I don't know who the law firm was. I imagine it was Wisconsin Law and Institute for Law and Liberty that they was doing the legal work for them. But these people got dredged up from someplace to do this, and how did the judge find standing for them to bring this case?
Mark, I've got to actually go back and look at the record in that case because I don't want to get it wrong. In these, what I'm going to call democracy process cases, standing is very, very peculiar and particular. And the Supreme Court especially has been quite suspicious of standing, especially in a lot of the federal election cases. So let me get back to you on that, Mark. I love questions like this, folks. You too can give me a homework assignment, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Ali from the Northwoods, what you got for us this afternoon? What do you want to sound off on?
Oh, my goodness. There's so much that could be sounded off on. First, make sure everybody gets to those protests if they are capable of doing so. If not, call, write, do whatever you can. My protest for this week is the new con coin that they've put Trump's face on a new coin that they hope to print out, the $1 coin, and I just think it's appalling to think that we would have a coin with a president who was an insurrectionist.
It's a lot. These commemorative coins, it's not going to be in general circulation. This is not the worst thing, the outright grift and fraud and corruption right? The Donald Trump meme coin, the Melania Trump meme coin, the Donald Trump stable coin that's being used to bridge finance this massive multi-billion dollar transaction in the Middle East. Meanwhile, assigning his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to now help with the Gaza peace process and to talk with all these Middle Eastern countries. Oh, yeah, one of which, yeah, that's Saudi Arabia. It's Sovereign Wealth Fund giving Jared Kushner some $20 billion, yeah, I said $20 billion, of which he pulls down an annual fee of somewhere north of 15 to 20% for just managing the money, a thing that he has absolutely no experience doing at all whatsoever. That's not a problem. The Trump coin is offensive and bad, but it is the least of our problems in this moment, folks. Don't take your eye off the ball. The corruption is out there. It is absolutely terrible. Let's at least get one more call in here. We got a newish caller, Brett from Brown Deer. What's up, Brett? What you got for us?
Hi, Maggie. Hey, what's got me concerned is what we're missing. Why does this government shutdown help the Republicans? Because Senator Thune can call a procedural vote to bypass the filibuster for one continuing resolution. But they refuse. They know that. What advantage can they use this government shutdown on us?
Brett, I have to be really clear here. I think the entire reason that they're doing this is, one, they think Democrats will cave, but more, because they have always wanted to have a shutdown as an excuse to illegally fire thousands of federal workers and to engage in loyalty purges out of our most critical federal agencies that ensure that regular people like me and you have clean water, clean air, and that our small businesses can compete on equal and fair footing, you know, like capitalists might support. This episode of Sound Off here on the Maggie Dawn Show continues on the other side. Join us, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Phone and text lines are open.